There's one thing I will never experience in life, and that is the experience of giving birth. Now, I did have the privilege of being present at the birth of our youngest son. The delivery suite was immaculately clean and sterile, and it was warm, and it was entirely appropriate in the light of our health concerns for mother and child, and the care of the staff was absolutely wonderful. Now, I want you to contrast that scene with the image portrayed on the front of many Christmas cards. A young woman is sitting next to her newborn child, who is resting in a manger full of hay. An older man stands in the background, and they are surrounded by gooey-eyed cattle and white woolly lambs. Sorry to tell you, but this is entirely contrary to all health and hygiene regulations. The baby might choke on strands of manger hay. Think of the bacteria swimming around in an environment filled with the aroma of fresh cattle and sheep dung. Oh, and by the way, the temperature in this delivery suite is around freezing. Not a healthy start to life. So why did the God who made the universe choose to send his son to be born in this way? After all, he could have chosen the finest of palaces and the healthiest of delivery suites. But he chose the humble poverty of a borrowed stable. I think it is a statement that God comes to each and every one of us, no matter what our status or wealth. And now the challenge of Christmas is that when God comes in the most acceptable form, that of a vulnerable human child, we are concerned and caring. Can we take some of that concern and caring beyond Christmas?